Michel Camdessou, the head of the International Monetary Fund, is today in Nicaragua. He's assessing the economic situation in Central America in the aftermath of last month's devastating hurricane. Later this week, he'll head to Honduras. Camdessou said today he supports some relief of the foreign debt burden in Honduras and Nicaragua. Those two countries say they're probably not going to be able to make payments on their foreign debts in the coming months and years. The United States and others have already offered some debt relief, but Central American leaders say it's not enough. NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
Even before they were smashed by Hurricane Mitch, Honduras and Nicaragua were two of the poorest countries in Latin America, and they had some of the biggest foreign debts. Honduras owed about $4 billion, Nicaragua about $6 billion. 40% of what Nicaragua earned from its exports went just to make payments on its foreign debt. Francisco Aguirre Sacasa, Nicaragua's ambassador to the United States, says if his country has to keep up those big debt payments, it won't be able to recover from the damages it has suffered.
What the Nicaraguan authorities are requesting is a reduction in the debt payments in effect of Nicaragua so that we can earmark the funds that otherwise would have gone for debt payment for the reconstruction effort.
The United States has already offered some help. For the next 2 years, neither Honduras nor Nicaragua will need to make payments on the debts they owe the United States. The French government has gone a step further and forgiven the two countries' debts to France, and the French are suggesting that other rich countries follow their example. The World Bank and the International Monetary Fund are also promising to help. They've set up an emergency debt service trust fund that would take donations from the big creditor countries. Honduras and Nicaragua would be able to draw on that fund over the next couple of years for money to make their scheduled World Bank and IMF loan payments. Officials from those bodies have also said they may forgive part of Honduras and Nicaragua's World Bank and IMF debts, as they have already done for some poor countries in Africa. But Gary Huffbauer of the Institute for International Economics says the bank and the IMF will be reluctant to write off a large portion of Honduras and Nicaragua's foreign debts.
They're not going to quickly move, and they certainly did not quickly move in the case of Africa or in other cases where there's been hardship. There's no debt forgiveness or debt relief in Asia today, for example. And my concern is that they may be quite slow to move in Central America.
The World Bank and the IMF have a special HIPC program for heavily indebted poor countries. Countries that qualify can get big cash grants to pay off their foreign debts. Honduras and Nicaragua have both qualified for the program. Neither country was scheduled to receive help just yet, but World Bank spokesman Tony Gallera says the decision on whether they will get cash help will now be speeded up.
There's a certain amount of flexibility that is built into the process, which will be used to the utmost to address the really severe needs of these countries at this time.
No one is promising Honduras and Nicaragua that all their foreign debts will be forgiven. The World Bank borrows money on private capital markets and then loans that money back to poor countries. Tony Guerra says the World Bank's own credit rating could be adversely affected if it lets debtor countries get off the hook entirely.
You know, it's too bad that it sounds like accounting, but at the end of the day, it's the only way that we are guaranteed to be able to make these kinds of loans that are so important for countries struggling to make the kinds of investments they need to. So it's not sort of an economic orthodoxy that objects to canceling debts. It really enables us to do the kind of business that we need to do.
Nicaragua and Honduras would be happy if they could get the World Bank and IMF to write off at least a part of their debts under the HIPC program. Nicaraguan Ambassador Aguirre Sacasa says his country's goal is to cut his country's debt payments at least in half. Without debt relief like that, he predicts, there'll be a massive flight of Nicaraguans to the United States, the country where they've always gone, he says, when they face trouble. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.